Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
While current futures markets have increased since last year, many producers will continue to face difficult economic conditions in 2017. Production costs remain high, and the slightly higher price is still not enough to cover all production expenses for many producers. Given the economic climate, it is important to discuss the factors driving an increase in cotton acreage in 2017.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the Mid-South, producers are more responsive to changes in relative prices of competing crops due to the favorable growing conditions and high yield potential for a variety of crops. Lower corn prices and high cotton yields are influencing cotton acreage. In the West, low corn prices and expectations for increased water availability are influencing cotton acreage. In the Southwest, low wheat and corn prices are the main factors influencing more cotton. In addition, much of the Southwest region had above average yields in 2016, which could encourage more acreage in 2017.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Weather, insect pressures, and soil conditions play a significant role in determining crop size. However, since we do not attempt to forecast weather patterns, the standard convention is to assume yields in line with recent trends and abandonment consistent with historical averages. However, it is important to remember the volatility around projected production given the uncertainty of weather patterns. With abandonment set at 12% for the U.S., harvested area is 9.7 million acres. Using an average 2017 yield of 830 pounds generates a cotton crop of 16.8 million bales, with 16 million bales of upland and 760,000 bales of ELS.